Councilmember Kim, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
From the Director of the Department of Health and Human Services, requesting to abolish one position of clinical psychologist 3 upon vacancy and create one position of clinical program director psychology with the BHD division. This was also referred to the Department of Administrative Services and Human Resources.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. I'm Alex Kutz. I'm the Department of Health and Human Services Budget Manager.
And hi, I'm Dr. Laura Rigon, Chief Psychologist, Behavioral Health Division, and Past President of the Medical Staff there.
So the request before you this morning is to abolish clinical psychologist 3 position and create a clinical program director psychology position. This position is assigned to the OBS unit, the observation unit within the crisis services area. And over the past several years, it's evolved that this position has taken over medical direction for that entire area. Because of that, we asked for HR to do a review. Once they reviewed the position, they determined that the most appropriate classification would be clinical program director psychology. So we're coming back with an abolished grade for your approval to do that.
Move approval.
Supervisor Alexander moves approval. Item number 10. Doctor, I didn't quite hear your name.
Laura Riggle.
Riggle. Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate it. Supervisor Alexander moves approval by item number 10. Questions, concerns, or any clarification? Supervisor Stanford.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is there an increase in duties? What's the difference? Are there an increase in duties?
Yes. I know we have a full agenda, so I could speak all day on this, so I'll try to be brief. Basically, we have a shortage of psychiatrists in the United States. We only have about 4% of medical students who are seniors who are applying to go into psychiatry. Because of that, the problem at BHD is not unique to BHD, although it is exacerbated by the challenges we have in terms of we treat people with the most complex disorders. So recruitment is always a challenge for us. The bottom line is that 4 years ago, we asked this particular psychologist to take on additional, what we call attending medical staff duties. There are other psychologists who are clinical program directors who are filling that role, and many, in fact, majority of our units have that psychology attending model. He did agree to take on that role, which, of course, we were hoping was temporary, but our recruitment has remained a challenge. It's not going to get any better. I have a lot of statistics with me, but I won't bore you with them unless you're interested. But the shortage of psychiatrists is very serious in our country. Basically, if we take all the child psychiatrists, for example, in the country and had them work with each child who needed treatment, that would be 1 hour of treatment a year. And there's only, I think the statistics are that 55% of psychiatrists are over the age of 50. Compared to other doctors, we're only 37% are over the age of 50. And combine that with the baby boomer population aging, this crisis is going to get worse, not better. So actually on paper, to put this in context, this looks like it's costing money. It's actually saving money. It's delivering better patient care. Because what we have to do when we don't have a full-time person doing this, we have to cobble together several part-time people. So what we're doing is having 3, 4, 5 psychiatrists who maybe work in the community come in for one shift, which is 24 hours, which means benefits. And instead of having one full-time person doing it, we're having to have several. Right now we've got an addition. He's the only one doing this full-time. In addition to him, we're borrowing psychiatrists from the admitting service, from the access clinic, and from the mobile crisis team. And that's not the best patient care delivery model. We want to have... When you go in the hospital, you want the same doctor every day, is the bottom line. He's been filling that role for less pay for a while, so this is an equity issue, but it's also an issue of patient care in terms of we want a model that delivers consistent service. So, a clinical program director has admitting privileges. They have additional medical staff privileges over a clinical psychologist 3. Their responsibility for running an entire treatment team and making all the discharge decisions, et cetera. So it's definitely a completely different role. And he's not the only one in that role. I've got 11 people in that role right now.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Thank you, Doctor. We have a motion for approval. Any other comments, questions, concerns? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Loma West?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion approved and a vote of 9-0.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your support.
Sure.